Sandra Carter moved down the narrow hallways. The colony was a simple maze. The structures sat on, or were anchored into, what was best perceived as planet landmass, and not just frozen ocean. Best recon calculations prior to building the colony also indicated their particular spot was the most stable. There were no reports of volcanic activity in the area, but unpredictable geysers did spot the land. Before she realized what she was doing, Carter was jogging toward the storage area, maneuvering her way through the corridors. She was well aware of her increased heartbeat and the sound of her breathing. The anxious knot in her gut now felt as if it had grown teeth and was gnawing at the inner lining of her stomach. Back when the euphoric approached her with the idea of trekking out to Neptune for this assignment, she had thought it was like a dream come true. Her lab on the Nebula Way station was state-of-the-art, and although she received samples for testing from across the galaxy, she jumped at the opportunity to gather the samples herself. Well, since arriving on the planet, she only ventured out with the miners once, but it had been exciting. The vacuuming operation was nothing shy of impressive. Regardless, she was here, on Neptune, working with harvested diamonds firsthand. Only now, with the ambers flashing and the sirens screaming, did she realize the true level of danger inherently infused into the mission. They were millions of miles from home. What if something did go wrong? How would help ever reach them in time? Okay, she was not naive. She knew a mission of this undertaking ran the risk of becoming potentially perilous. Like a teenager, she supposed, Carter felt invincible when she accepted the assignment. Carter waved her ID in front of the door lock and pushed in a 4-digit code. The door whooshed open. Carter charged into the storage area. The giant dome reminded her of ancient Earth films she had watched of sporting events held inside covered arenas. Football, soccer, and baseball. 80,000-plus fans filled stadiums for 3 or 4 hours, watching while others played a game. She did not get it at first. Streaming old footage, however, she found herself sucked into the excitement, respected the rivalries, and eventually appreciated the competitions. The dome on Neptune was different. Much, much different. There were no stadium bleachers, announcers, or athletes running amok with their ball. Instead, piles of harvested diamonds filled the storage dome. There were randomly parked black bulldozers and dump trucks. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw something. Moving, it descended down from the top of a pile of diamonds on her right. Scaled and slithering, it brought down along with it a rolling landslide of gems. Its footing slipped, and for a moment it rolled toward her, but then it regained balance, control. It continued down the side of the pile as if nothing had happened. Carter wanted to jump back, get away, but she could not move. She knew she should turn and run and slam close the storage door on her way out. Instead, she just stood there, her eyes not believing the thing they saw. She could not look away from the thing. Besides, her stiff legs suddenly felt cemented in concrete, her breath caught in her chest. Of all the scans performed, there was no evidence suggesting any life forms lived on this planet. When the second thing slalomed down the pile of diamonds on her left, coming at her fast, efficient, her immobility spell shattered. As she ran for the exit, her mind screamed over and over, "We're not alone on Neptune! My God, we're not safe inside the colony!"